Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, as you grow older, your standard of not only what you look for in romantic relationships gets higher, your standard of friendship also goes up too. And that's one thing I notice a lot, just comparing to what I look for in any kind of relationship. And that includes friendship, family relationship, romantic relationship has changed so much since I was a young adult. And I love it. Like, I love it so much. And I don't know if you guys notice it too. It's like when you look at even some of your current friends, or it's just people that you enjoy being around, like now compared to like who you used to like being around back in college or even high school, I think more often than not we see some, you know, differences in our preference. And don't get me wrong, like there's gonna be certain characteristics of people and like energy and humor that, you know, you still like prefer and enjoy because that's what you kind of grew up with, that's what you're comfortable with, that's like what you know, that's how you are, you know, sometimes too. And that is lovely, because like I could say, even though my personality and what I find funny, my humor, all of that, I still actually think how I grew up, the friends that I have had, you know, from high school to now, like I do lean towards a certain type of humor. Like, there are certain type of people that I got along with, even back in the day when I was in high school, college, whatever, that I still just get along better now. But it doesn't mean that the people, like, you know, that I led into my life is so different. And I love that about this change. And I want to talk about it because I think it is actually important that as we mature, as we go older, our standard of the people that we look for in any type of relationship, just anybody that takes up time in your life that you need to give your time to, are people that you truly value and like you feel like deserve to be in your life. Because remember, like, life is life. You only get this one life, and all we know as of today is that there is certainly a limited time that we're gonna be in this earth. So you want to make the most of it. And sometimes it's okay to be selfish, because you do need to think about for yourself, like, what makes you happy, what makes you, you know, what type of people around you makes you feel a certain way. Like, all of those things are really important. And so picking and choosing and allowing the people that, you know, really brings out the best in you are important. And so, yeah, I mean, that's one thing I realized is that, you know, when I look back to when I was younger, I let people into my life that honestly, like, I didn't, like, I would just say I didn't really have any standard. Like, I was an extrovert when I was a kid, so I just love being around people in general. Like, I didn't really care what type of personality, what they brought into my life, how they were, what we even talked about, if the, any topics was within any type of substance of anything. Like, I didn't care, because I think when I was young, there was this huge fear that I have of just in general, like, being alone. I hated that so much that so anybody that who would even spare their time with me in any way, shape, or form, I would be like, yeah, cool, like, let's hang out, let's, you know, talk about anything or nothing, you know, it didn't matter to me. And a big part of that has changed as I grow older. And not only by the people based on like the topics that we'll be talking about, like now when I look around, is also like not even like judging other friends. Like I have friends that like I'm sure they're super busy. Even if like I want to hang out with them and I value them so much, I also respect, you know, their time and their needs a lot. That to me is not so much of like, oh, me. Like, it's not about what they have to give to me or make me feel. Because there are going to be certain level of like friendships and people that you love having in your life, and you're okay with them not being here all the time, and that you understand that they have another life, you know, that they need to deal with. And that's fine. So I'm not saying like, oh, you know, as you grow older, you gotta, you know, be around people that adds value in your life, and it's about you, about how you feel. It's not quite that, because as we know, friendships are very, very much of a mutual thing. Like, you want to make sure both of you enjoy each other's company, but all of both of you like put in work, just like any relationship, for one another to make it work. And so that's definitely part of it. And I think the part that I was really trying to hone into more, it is like, there's also certain bullshit that I don't tick. Like, especially new friends. I think that's more I want to talk about. Like, it's when you're growing older, even in, like, my 30s now, meeting new friends is so unusual. You know? Because, like, when you're younger, yeah, you meet people so easily. It's easy and common to meet new friends and have new friends as you go through your college days. But as you grow older, your pool of people that you even meet that you could even consider being like a real friend, it's actually smaller and smaller and smaller, like much smaller, especially being single, to be honest. Like, it sounds odd. You would think, oh, you're single, you must be going out a lot, you might, you know, you probably will meet a lot more people. That's not the case, at least not for me. It's because most of my friends, they're married, you know, most of them are married, and so not a lot of them want to go out and just meet other people with me anymore. And most people I meet are married, and so their priorities are just really different. And I think there is a little bit of stigma when I meet people that are married, especially with kids, and they know that I am not married and have no kids. There is almost this like instant of like unrelatability that happens right away, where I feel like right away I'm kind of off their list of wanting to get close to, because I'm probably living in a very different world as this person. And you know what? To a certain degree, that might be right. You know, and I kind of wish that I could still be friends with these people if we truly click at a certain level. But unfortunately for me, that usually doesn't happen. So, you know, it is harder, I would say, like meeting friends in general when you're older. And as you grow older, and even though when you do meet people, and this is actually what I really want to talk about, is that you should have these like standards. Like, even though as much as I want to meet more people, I'm also not like a free for all, meaning like, oh yeah, like anybody that who will make time for me at the end of the day, I will make time, like how I used to be when I was a kid. Like, I'm no longer like that either, because there's also a standard of people that I look forward to, you know, when I'm gonna spend any time with them. Because as you grow older too, even though you don't meet as many people, you also have a lot of stuff going on your own, you know. Like, you have a full career, you probably have elderly family, parents that you need to take care of, you know, you might have pets that you need to take care of. Like, you've got, I'm not saying, and this is by no means comparing of anything, but like, people got stuff going on, you know, even if they're single with no kids. Like, you just never know what the person's going through. So for me, like, I feel like I am busy all the time. Like, I take my work very seriously. I take care of my parents, both of them financially. And so for me, I feel like I have a full hands within me. Like, I'm always busy. I don't really feel like I'm bored, nor feel like I don't have purpose in life. And so when I do meet new people, new friends potentially, I do have a standard. And I realized this too, because I, you know, when you meet someone new, you are trying to understand how they are as a person as much as they are likely trying to understand you as a person. If you guys truly, you know, click, vibe, all of that. And I would say for a friend, I wouldn't say I have high standard, because look, you are you, you do you kind of thing, right? Like whatever they're going through, as long as they're cool in terms of like you guys are able to get along, like your lifestyle and the way you guys approach life in terms of like how you guys treat each other, at least you're able to accept that. I think friendship shouldn't be that difficult. And sometimes I realize that's not true, because like, and there's all these reasons, you know, when you have friends, and I, even now, like I have friends that we're like different kind of people. Like I am not a always punctual kind of person. And I would say most of my friends, especially close friends, they're similar to me. They're not very punctual. They're not the on time type, and we're all kind of the same. So we're all kind of like fine with that. You know, no one's going to get irritated or angry just because someone is running late. So when I meet new friends, I would, you know, be conscious of that, right? Like if I have friends that are really punctual, hates people that are being late, of course I'll still be friends with them. But I know that, you know, to a certain extent, depends on like the reason, the why, how often, how anal they are with certain things, how often we even hang out and all of that. Like that could become like a potential issue down the line, right? If you're like becoming really close friends with them. And look, it's not to say that like, for example, if I met someone, a really, really cool friend that I'm like, oh my god, like, this person just gets me, I value this friendship, like, everything is good, that I cannot just, you know, like, be on time. Like, I totally could. And I would say it's not just one or two things that really would make it or break it, you know, it's not like that. But, like, I recently met a friend. He is a lot younger than me. And he's like a decade younger than me. So I think even just that is like, you know, probably a challenge of like maturity. And I realized like this person, like, which is fine, like very openly talks to me about his like kind of insecurities of like the need to be validated all the time and like the need to feel needed all the time. And I honestly appreciate people just telling me these things, and I tell them, you know, things that, you know, are heart to heart type of things too, to build on the friendship. But personally, like, I know that if a person looks to me, you know, all the time for validation and all of that, and especially I don't like even really, really know this person that well, like I know I'm not that type, you know, like I'm so busy, I have a lot of things, I'm not a big texter in terms of like, you know, unless, you know, I'm like in a relationship with somebody romantically, I'm not gonna text someone all the time, every single second of the day. Like, that's just not me. I have a full career, I have things to do, I have days that I'm stressed, and sometimes I just don't text. And my style of friendship is that I prefer someone that who is chill, in terms of like someone that who's not gonna get annoyed or upset just because I didn't text them within the same day or within a couple hours. I just can't do that. That's just not me. Like, I, you know, prefer friendships that are more chill, especially just friendship. Like, I'm not your girlfriend, you know. So like, there's certain things that I think it's super valid that as we grow older that we respect, you know, each other's friendship. And if anyone that you meet that you just like, you know, as much as I want to be your friend, I know you want to be my friend, but like, there's a certain style of living and beliefs that we just don't click on. Like, as much as I do want to meet more friends, as much as I do want to, I really do. But it doesn't mean that I don't have a standard of level of friendship that I, you know, would let in my life, if that makes sense. And I think that is actually really important. And it's like the same thing with like romantic relationships. Just because like, yeah, I would love to be in a romantic relationship that is great, that is happy, that is everything that I, what I think a relationship should be. But, you know, it doesn't mean that I would want to settle into a relationship just because I have the want of being in one. You know, like, I'm totally okay if I don't be in one, if I don't find that, like, ideal situation. You know, so, and I talk about all of this because I think just this whole concept of, like, loneliness is so real, like, in most of our generations today. And most of us, I think, feels lonely to a certain degree in some point in life. So of course, like, the want of being around people and being able to talk to people is super valid, super there, and I get that. Like, I feel that way for sure. I do. But I know that it is not to say I want to just then talk to anybody and everybody that is willing to listen. You know, like, sometimes it's really, you know, it's like kind of like finding the right person in a romantic relationship, even like in a friendship. Just some, you know, like my best friend, for example, like, I know I could have talked to her about these things, but like, I respect that she's a mom now. She has a kid. She, you know, is busy. She has a whole work life. She's just bought a house. Like, she has so many things going on that honestly, like, I text her sometimes, she doesn't even text me back for like so long. And there's like so many different ways I could say, oh, you know, maybe she's not being a good friend because she doesn't reply to me anymore. She doesn't ask me how I'm doing. And those things are true. But because I've been friends with her for so long, literally since like freshman year of my high school, like, I'm fine with all of that. It's like a type of thing I'm able to accept because I know her for so long and I know her for so well. And I could only imagine how crazy life is, you know, when you just had your kid and is your first kid and you're, you know, just going through so many changes and thinking and everything. I'm, in my mind, to me, it's just like, well, I'm gonna be there, you know, for her when she needs somebody to talk to or vent or whatever that she needs, when she's ready, when she has the time, when she's hit the stage. Honestly, I would imagine that, you know, maybe, you know, at a certain stage where she's like used to motherhood and all of that, and I'm, you know, people go through different stages, and she might hit a stage where she want to hang out with her, you know, old friends, that, you know, how her life used to be when she's single, whatever that is. If that happens or not, what I'm saying is that, like, I'm there for her, right? Like, those are friendship that last. But when it comes to like new friendship, yeah, like, it's gonna take time to develop, but there's also this like strong like standard of people that you, I think in general, like, as you grow older, you just developed a certain standard of like what, who you let in your life. And this could be friendship, romantic, like, it doesn't, even family, you know, family members. Like, you just developed over time as you learn more about yourself, what you want in life, what you should care about in life, what do you want, you know, out of life. You start develop a stronger voice and muscle in like who you let in your life. And I think that's kind of what I'm trying to say about friendship, is that you, as you grow older, as that muscle builds stronger, you don't just let anybody that you, you know, that wants to be in your life, or even just anybody that who's willing to even show you some any type of time or interest, even though inside you might want that, because, you know, sometimes I do, but I realize not just from anybody, and not like that, you know. And I am happy about that. Like, some could say, oh my god, you're so picky, maybe you deserve, you know, to be alone and all of that. And the thing is that, you know, like, I have been around people a lot, you know, at a younger age. And what I also realize is that you could be surrounded by a lot of people, and people that claims to be your closest or whatever, but you could still feel so lonely. You know that saying, it's like, I don't even know what the saying is now at the moment, but the concept is, you know, you could be with somebody but still feel so lonely, and be alone but not feel lonely at all, if you're just like, you know, like how content you feel. And I think that being around people that you just don't feel good with could only make you feel lonelier. So just because you have somebody around you, like you have a body, it doesn't mean that your heart is filled, you know? So I think it makes sense that we, you know, be respectful, obviously. Like, you know, even like that guy person friend, and I say this too because like he is like, he have mentioned to me he's interested in me more than a friend, and I told him no, like, that's not what I'm about. So like, I think that also made it awkward. Like, there's this little sting in the friendship that I'm like, I don't even know if this person really want to be my friend, because if he wants more than a friendship, then I already feel like it's yucky, you know, for me as a woman. Just like, if you want, like, I mean, other women understand with guy friends that wants more than a friend, it's like just this feeling of like, I can't trust, basically, like, are you talking to me because you are still wishing there's something more, when you know for sure you're like, no, I'm not interested in you in that way. And I think that sometimes makes certain thing that he expects annoying. Like, why aren't you texting me back? It's like, why do I need to? You know, if I'm busy, I'm busy, you know? So I think there's a bit of that. But overall, I think it does translate to just like overall higher standard of like who you let in your life. And I think it's a good thing, because I think it's easy for some of us to feel bad about, you know, like, oh, like, I shouldn't be an asshole. Because I do feel that sometimes, but I really think about it, I'm like, no, like, I shouldn't feel that way. Like, you know, I do want high value connections and relationships, and I do. And I know what kind of person I am when I do find those and connect those. I know it's like me also having to put in work and sacrifices, but it doesn't mean that's just for anybody and everybody, that even people that you know deep down in your heart, you're like, you don't really click with, you know, that like you just, I mean, like, again, not everybody that is in your life that's your friend you need to click with, but there's like a small pool of people that you're like, damn, this is my person. And that could be, again, your friend or whatever, but you're like, damn, this is my people, you know, and those are hard to find, and as it should. You know, but once you find them, yeah, like, you gotta be willing to also go above and beyond. Like, you know, my best friend, like, I totally get it. She has a lot going on. I'm not gonna just leave her hanging. You know, I'm still there for her when she's ready to reach out or needs me ever, you know. But just because sometimes, you know, I feel lonely in terms of like, yeah, I would love to have a girlfriend to hang out with or just a friend. But it doesn't mean just anybody and everybody. Like, again, like, if they're so sweet and nice, again, that to me is like a good vibe. But people that are needy, again, just a preference, like, I'm not down for that. Like, you know, like, sometimes maybe I'm the needy one, you know, but like, maybe you're the needy one. But like, they're just people, right? Like, naturally, when you hang out with them, you're like, yo, no, we're like on the same vibe, we're on the same level, like, we want similar things. That's awesome, that's great. But it's like when you have people where you're like, oh my god, like, they just want these out of me, that I'm like, one, I don't even want it out of you, but two, it's also like, dude, no, like, that's just not what my life is gonna be about. Like, this is my boundary, this is like where I draw the line. I have work, for example. I'm not gonna skip work just to hang out with you. Like, it's not where I'm at the stage of my life. Like, I'm not like 23, you know, not saying 23 makes it okay, but, you know, just different things, and it's totally okay. And I want to share all of this because I am somewhat going through it, and like, I know it's fine, and I want to share this out there, because I think as young adults, or even adults in general, sometimes, like, even not romantic relationships where there's just friendships, you're like, you feel bad sometimes. You're like, oh my god, am I being mean? Am I being this? Am I being that? If I, like, don't, you know, want to hang out, or, like, you know, like, reject them, basically, in some way. But, like, no, it's okay. It's okay not to be vibing with everyone. It's okay to, like, say no and, like, have your boundaries, have your space, and like, pick and choose like who you let in your life. Not everybody that wants to be in your life should and need to be in your life. So anyway, hope that this is helpful for anyone out there that who's also having some sort of like guilt struggle with friendships or people that you let in your life, because you don't have to be. Like, it's your life. You decide who you let in and who deserve to be in your life, and more power to you. Anyways, I'll talk to you next week. Bye.